You're listening to the Philly Young Adults Podcast.
Welcome back to the Philly Young Adults Podcast. We are back in the studio today for an exciting and special Philly Young Adults Conference 2023 preview episode. And when I say we, I mean myself, Josh, Dan is here.
Hey.
Jim is here.
Hello.
And Tommy.
I'm here.
Tommy in Brian's seat, which we all kind of avoided because it felt weird. So he's going to be channeling the spirit of Brian today.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot for that, Josh.
No pressure.
Not sure how biblical that thought is, but, you know. Anyway.
Just ask for the second spirit portion like Elijah.
I'll just do my best to sound like Brian.
You're doing good so far.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So what we wanted to do today really simply is just kind of share our heart with you guys about the theme of the conference this year and give you a little rundown, a little preview, and encourage you to sign up, and we'll tell you how to do that and maybe give you a little extra incentive if you were on the fence or you weren't sure. We'll give you some sneak peeks of some things to expect that maybe you didn't already know if you heard some of the information that's already come out about the conference on our website, phillyyoungadults.com. So the theme for this year's conference is living in light of the return of Christ. And Dan and Jim and I, as we do from time to time, we try to meet weekly and check in and talk about all things young adults. And a little while back, we were just chatting about potential themes for the conference this year. And one of the things that was on my heart, and Tommy and I have talked about this, and Brian as well. Brian and Mike, give them a shout out, as we have here before. They did a podcast called Calvary Distinctives 2.0. And one of those episodes is about eschatology, end times. And in that episode, they mentioned how Chuck Smith, the founder of Calvary Chapel, wanted to have a emphasis on talking about end times, not necessarily giving his point of view, although he would. So let's just get it out of the way real quick. This is not like a pre-tribulation conference, although all of us, you know, many of us here at Calvary would hold to that position.
Nor are we going to beat on drums and wait for Jesus to return.
I mean, we might try. Someone will be beating on drums in the worship band, but the worship band, is that what they still call it that? The worship band? Worship team. I feel like that sounds more young adult.
The worship band.
The praise band.
Yeah, praise team. Josh, praise band. Where was I? So, Chuck Smith wanted there in Calvary and just in the church in general, he had a conviction that we should talk about end times. Many people neglect talking about it or ignore the topic altogether. And I think that's kind of dangerous. It's also not biblical. So in the New Testament, Paul, in his writings, he four different times tells us not to be ignorant of specific topics. And those include God's plan for Israel in Romans, spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians, suffering and trials in 2 Corinthians, and in 1 Thessalonians, the second coming of Christ and the rapture. He says, don't be ignorant of these facts of the Christian life. So we want to encourage you as young adults, and we want to talk about at the conference this year, what does it look like to have a real conviction about living in light of Christ's return? Like, if we truly believe this, what should the state of our heart be while we're waiting for him to come back?
Yeah, and I'd like to just kind of piggyback off of that introduction there, Josh, in regards to, you know, Chuck's heart of conveying this truth of, you know, emphasizing the teaching of the return of Christ. And that was an awesome little thing you did there with the four different, you know, pieces that Paul tells us to be not ignorant of. I have two little post-it notes here in the back of my Bible that list out 29 major passages in the New Testament, all of which explicitly speak on the return of Christ. So, translating that for everybody, it's not a small thing in the New Testament. It is a major doctrine that permeates all of the Gospels and almost every letter following the Gospels in the New Testament, including 1 Corinthians, Philippians, Colossians, Timothy, Titus, Hebrews, James, Peter, Revelation, 1 John. So it's all through the New Testament. So this isn't like a small thing that we want to make bigger than it really is. This is something that the Lord in his word has paid special attention to in recording and preserving for us.
Yeah. And let's be honest, probably as young adults, and I'll include all of us as young adults in this room, right? That's probably not always on the forefront of the minds of young adults because there is life ahead. There is marriage. There is family. There is career. Or mm-hmm. I'm in college right now. It may not always be on the forefront of the mind of the young adult. However, we're told, like you just said, Jimmy, over and over again in Scripture to expect the imminent return of Christ, that he could come at any moment. And in fact, Paul in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, I believe, that's like one of the first letters that we have that he wrote chronologically. In Acts chapter 17, it tells us that he was there when the church in Thessalonica started, and he spent 3 weeks with them. And it's clear when you read his two letters to that church that in the 3 weeks he spent with them, which is not a super long time, he talked about the return of Christ. Like, that was a point of emphasis that he wanted this young church to know about. And it was, and as you said, Jim, that it's all throughout the New Testament. It's something that we should think about, and it should influence the way that we live. So we want to investigate, okay, so what does that mean for how I'm practically living out my life?
Yeah, and Jesus himself teaches on it constantly, and he tells his disciples to look, to be awake, to be alert. And one of my favorite passages on that is Luke chapter 12, because oftentimes when we read that, we chunk it out in different parts. And we read the chunk about the rich fool who is saving up everything he has so he doesn't have to work, and Jesus says, you know, not to store up treasures on earth. And then we'll chunk out the part, the famous passage where Jesus says, you know, be anxious for nothing. Look at the lilies of the field, how the Father takes care of them, how much more he's going to take care of you. But it's all one thread, and that thread ends in verse 35 where he says to stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. So if the followers of Jesus are not supposed to be greedy, if we're not supposed to be anxious, what he does say for us is that we are supposed to be looking and being ready for his return. And in fact, in verse 37, he gives a blessing to those who are and says, blessed are those servants who the master finds awake. And when he comes, truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at the table, and he will come and he will serve them. And some of the part of the blessing is the servant who is ready for Christ's return. The tables and roles are going to be reversed. And Jesus is like, no, the King James says, I'm going to gird up myself, and I'm going to take care of you. And it's a really sweet blessing that Jesus is encouraging us with that we don't always think about. We think about not being anxious. We think about those other things. But we don't always think about, as Josh, as you said, being ready for Christ's return.
Dan, I'm thinking as you're talking, Jesus in that passage telling us not to be anxious. And I think part of the reason why he's saying that is if I'm living with expectancy, if I'm living believing that Jesus could come today, maybe part of what he was referring to, that's going to influence my action in the immediate. Charles Spurgeon has a really great quote. He says, if you and I knew tonight that the Lord would come, what state of heart should we sit in? In that state of heart, we ought to be. So if I knew, like if we all here knew that Jesus was coming back tonight, very naturally, I probably wouldn't be too worried about tomorrow or next week. Mm. I'd be like, what do I need to take care of today? What do I need to do for Jesus today before he comes back tonight? But I mean, and I'll be the first to admit, I am so often not living that way.
Yeah, it's interesting that Spurgeon quote is just connecting. It's the inverse of what Jesus says, that like a thief is going to come. If you knew a thief was coming, you'd be ready. So we also need to be ready. And you're right. Sometimes we aren't ready. We don't. I feel like a lot of times we have the backup flashlight, but we're not. Our lamps aren't burning. We're not looking for his return. We say that we are. We think we are, but we're not necessarily living like we are. And that's why we wanted to do this conference. I feel like sometimes we put the end times in a box in its own category, but really it should impact how we live our life today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how do we find the balance?
Yeah.
On the other side, we know there's a lot of examples. One we can look at is Daniel, right? In Babylon, God told his people, set up shop, start families, make homes there. This is not your eventual home, but make a home there. You know, I'll be with you. I'll protect you. So we know we are supposed to be faithful, and we're supposed to, you know, raise our families. And it's that balance between living for ahead and living for now. We want to figure out how to make that work.
Yeah, that's why I'm super excited about how God put it on your heart for this theme. And like you're saying, that balance is, I'm excited for Brian and Mike to kind of spell this out for us a little bit more.
Spoiler alert.
Right.
Special guest speakers, Pastor Mike and Pastor Brian.
Didn't you say that earlier?
I don't think so, did I?
You definitely did.
I did?
Yeah.
Really? No, I said that they were on the podcast. Did I say they were speaking at the conference?
I guess we'll find out.
Oh, the cat's out of the bag. Either way, No, it's fine. Either way, the cat's out of the bag.
Well,
but continue.
If we decide to keep this in there, I'll just continue. But if not, something I'm excited for, right, talking about this conference is just that balance you're talking about, Josh, mm-hmm. because you think about like young people, they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with their life, right? And it's not even like, because I thought about this a lot, it's not like we're just trying to store treasures up on earth, like how, you know, Jesus tells us not to do that, but it can be good things. Like, where am I going to, you know, where am I going to set up my family? Like, what church am I going to go to? What am I going to do for ministry? Like, all those can be good things. So it's not necessarily all bad things, but then older people have the other perspective. They've already done all that. And like some older people can just be like, maybe not have the best attitude of like, Lord, just like, get me out of here. This place stinks. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, so mm-hmm. it's like, I'm excited to hear about maybe what that real balance is of being excited for the Lord's return, but also just being a person of, Dan, kind of what you were getting at before, just really being a person of action. And I think that's part of it too, is like being excited for the Lord's return is calling people to action, not inaction, where you can just kind of like, you're not sitting around and waiting for the Lord to return, like just like kind of having a bad attitude of like, man, this world stinks. I just hate it here. Just get me out. But you're like, you're living in a way that's excited, because if we really did think the Lord was coming tonight, tomorrow, whatever, then we would be telling everyone about Jesus. We would be loving other people. We would be representing him well. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'd be telling other people, you know, Paul does yell at a church because they're just doing nothing. They know Christ is coming, so they're just staring at the sky. And he's like, what are you doing? Like, right, there's other things to be done too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we got to do stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so all that is kind of the heartbeat behind why we decided on this theme and what we're really hoping to mm-hmm. expound upon with the conference, right, is that we are understanding that this is a major theme that the Lord has clearly put to the page for us to take hold of. And so how does that impact our Christian walk minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day? We don't want to be so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good, as you yes. may have heard before. We don't want to be like those who are just so wrapped up in the return of Christ, that they can't function in this world, so they want to move to the mountains and just be out of touch with reality. We want to know what the scriptures teach and how the Lord has spoken about this in his word, and how that will then impact our everyday life for the glory of God.
So, Jim, why don't you give us a little rundown? Let's walk through the schedule real quick this year, for if you are signed up yet or not, and if you haven't yet, maybe you'll get a little even more excited to sign up. But let's just talk through the schedule real quick and give people an idea what to expect. And again, a little sneak preview, some tidbits of info that are exclusive to today's podcast. So why don't you walk us through that?
Yeah, sure. So conference is Friday, October 13th. And Saturday, October 14th, back-to-back, obviously. Doors are going to open Friday night at 6:30 for people to start checking in. The first session is going to be at 7:30 p.m., session one. That is with Pastor Brian Weed here. And we will open up with Pastor Brian.
Who all of our listeners are very familiar with.
Heard him once.
As a regular contributor.
Once or twice, right? Once or twice.
To the podcast here. Just went,
oh, of course.
Of course, Brian's doing it. So Brian's going to give us, as far as I know as of right now, basically a survey of the New Testament and what it says about the return of Christ. And he might choose to kind of hone in on one specific thing over another. But generally speaking, Brian's going to introduce the subject of the conference and give us a clear understanding of how major this theme is throughout the landscape of the New Testament.
And one of the things, real quick, Jim, one of the things that comes up when you talk about the return of Christ is, in different Christian circles and denominations, people have different stances on when that's going to happen. But we believe that the New Testament is very clear, and Paul was very clear, that the return of Christ is imminent, that it can happen at any moment. And even Jesus said, some of those verses you just shared with us, Dan, be ready, be watching. And so Brian is going to, you know, show us in Scripture why that's true and what that means for us.
Yes, absolutely. So the cafe, Koinonia Cafe, for those of you who don't know, we have a coffee shop here with all kinds of drinks, hot, cold, smoothies, some grab-and-go things that will be open on Friday night between 6:30 and 7:15. So if you get here a little bit early, you're hungry, you want something to drink, some caffeine to get you through the night, that will be open. Those drinks do cost money, though. So make sure you bring the provisions for that.
Bring your money.
Bring some money. Then we'll cap off the evening. Brian will teach, and then we will end with an extended period of time in just prayer and fellowship and worship. Prayer and worship, and then fellowship at the end of the evening. So that'll be a sweet time to just kind of contemplate on the things that we learned in session number one. And there'll be prayers available if you come with some stuff going on and you want to just get with somebody and pray at the end of that session. That'll totally be there. Then Saturday morning, we will come back, doors open bright and early for you young adults, 8:30 a.m. First session worship will start at 9:15, and then session number two is going to be taught by Pastor Mike Foch, and that's going to start at 9:45. And then we're going to have another session, so we're going back to back Saturday morning. Session two is at 9:45 a.m., and then session three is at 11:15 a.m., both of which are taught by Pastor Mike here. And Mike is going to be kind of switching gears, if you will, from what Friday night was, and he's going to hone in primarily on, okay, we understand now, based on what the New Testament says, that this return is for sure, it's a major topic, it's imminent, how then shall we live? So Mike's going to transition and really get into the application of these things, and he's going to look at it probably from a few different angles. So how that relates to us maybe personally, keeping watch over our own souls, and then how that relates to us with other people, be it believers or non-believers, how this then should affect how we live in the world. you know? And so we won't get into all of the content here on the podcast. We'll leave that kind of hanging there for you so you have a reason to come out to the conference. But Mike will expound upon that in those two sessions. And we're going to have a lunch break at 12:30, and that'll be about a hour and a half-ish, probably, time to eat. Lunch is going to be provided here.
Which is part of the cost for the conference?
Part of the cost for the conference.
Yep,
conference is $20 to register. That will cover your lunch and anything else we decide to throw in there for you who come out here. Then session four is going to be starting at 2 p.m. And what we're going to do with the fourth session is something that we really love to do here with young adults, which is promote discussion around what we've been learning. So we're going to do what we call a breakout group discussion time, and that's going to be about an hour long. So one of the things we do with young adults here is we do home group small fellowships where we take a particular topic and some text, and we just engage with the text and with one another with some questions to help gear that conversation. And it lends itself to then answering some questions and really hashing out maybe what you're taking in, what the Lord's impressed upon your heart, and then lending time for specific prayer, prayer requests and different things. So session four at 2 p.m. is going to be an hour-long group discussion. And the cool thing about that then, too, is you have to be here in order to experience it. You can't just say, I'm going to bag the conference and I'll listen to it because they'll probably throw it up on the app or something. You will not be able to participate in that if you are not in person.
And those times of fellowship are really great opportunities to meet some of the other young adults that are going to be here. We're going to have groups from other churches coming out. This is not exclusively a Calvary event, although there will be a lot of Calvaryites here. But yeah, it's going to be a great opportunity, like you said, Jim, to reflect on what we've been learning in the teachings and also just fellowship, pray with, and meet other young adults.
Yep. And then at 3 p.m., we're going to hop back into sort of a large group, a corporate setting in the sanctuary, and we're going to end by 3:30. So 3 to 3:30 is going to be, again, another time of praise and worship and prayer. And that's kind of, we're looking to wrap up the day around 3:30. So we're packing it in there tight for sure. There's going to be a lot to take in. A lot to contemplate, a lot to pray through and discuss with one another, but we're really looking forward to it. So Saturday, the cafe will also be open in the morning. If you get here at 8:30, they'll be up and they'll be up and running by 8:30 till about 9:15. Get yourself caffeinated and ready for the rest of the day. They'll also be open at 12:30 to 1:45. So during that lunchtime. We'll be closed. The cafe will be closed during the sessions. Won't be able to just hang out in the cafe.
No coffee in the sanctuary,
No coffee in the sanctuary, folks. Don't forget it.
But coffee is welcome in the bookstore, which will also be open.
Plug.
Love it.
And Dan, we're going to have some resources available at the conference this year. So those of you guys who don't know, Dan runs our bookstore ministry here at church, and in addition to helping lead young adults, and we're going to have some stuff available to the peeps, right?
Yeah, we'll have recommended resources that if you feel like the Lord's been stirring in your heart and you want to know more, dig in your own time, we'll have some resources that we recommend. We're also going to have a free resource that you will get just for signing up, but we're going to leave that a secret until you do sign up
you
and show up.
You got to sign up to find out what it is.
You got to find out. And we're also, I believe, we're going to be giving one person who signs up a free gift. So you also need to sign up.
Maybe two people.
Maybe two.
One guy, one girl.
Depends on our mood.
Yeah, exactly. But you got to sign up.
You got to sign up.
To find out about all these exciting things.
Yeah, and then our boy Tommy's going to lead us in worship with Jake. It's going to be a great time together.
And our lunch provided will be delicious. So also Jim here, in addition to helping lead young adults, runs our cafe for the school, and he's going to be helping. Him and his team are going to prepare a delicious lunch for us, which again is included in the cost. So a lot of exciting stuff.
Good times, good times.
Guys, any other last thoughts on your heart just for the theme of the conference or before we get ready to sign off today?
No, I mean, that about does it for me. I'm just excited to be part of it. I think it's going to be a blessing for everyone who comes out. So I just highly recommend you do that. Don't push it off. You know, come out, fellowship with a bunch of other people your age who are looking to follow wholeheartedly after Jesus in this day and age, and understand what it means to live for Christ here and now. So from my perspective, I just want to get this in with you guys, and I'm really looking forward to it. So
before we leave you today, we have to let you know, if you're wondering and you're not signed up, if you want to do that, go to phillyyoungadults.com. There's a right in your face there, says register now, right on the homepage of the conference page of our website. You can also find out more information about when we meet here at church, the other things we do in our young adults ministry. But we would love to have you here. If you're from another church, that's okay. We encourage you to come and join us. We just want to see young adults blessed and living in light of the return of Christ. And be praying for us too. Be praying for this conference. That would be a blessing to a lot of people. So we will see you guys in a few weeks. If you're planning on being there, go sign up, and God bless.